the experts are right, and a flu epidemic hits this year or next year or some year soon, life as we know it in the United States will likely change for a while. It sure did in 1918, the year of the great Spanish influenza epidemic. To get a sense of just how much things changed, all you need to do is take a look at the court cases decided around that time. A lot of people found life in a shambles, to put it mildly. The flu back then had a major impact on just about everything. Trials, public gatherings, wills, child custody cases, contracts, insurance policies, ventilation. It was, as one court put it, a terrible time that left so many broken homes and bleeding hearts. American Heritage puts the death toll in the United States at around 550,000, at least 21 million worldwide. Imagine a time when fear of the flu led boards of health to use their police power to close all theaters, motion picture shows, banks, business houses, pool halls, shooting galleries, skating rinks, dances, lodges, schools, churches, and all places of amusement and entertainment. Anyone who operated any such public nuisance would be arrested on misdemeanor charges. And then imagine those affected by such a broad use of police power. A man who operated a movie house, another who suggested people join him at his saloon, the man who made his money off a traveling carnival show. Each found himself in court fighting for the right to make money or arrested for bringing people who might have the flu into contact with those who didn't. The school closures brought even more lawsuits. When one school district closed for the entire school year from October until June just to be safe, a court found such a precaution perfectly acceptable. In other districts, teachers who didn't work because school had been canceled for a couple of months weren't paid, and they sued for their salaries. Bus drivers, too. People were too sick to keep contracts. They drew up wills from their deathbeds, wills that were later questioned. Employees couldn't come to work and lost their jobs. Elections were affected because fewer voters could make it out to vote. Extreme ventilation attempts led to really cold places. Courts closed their doors, and quarantined lawyers couldn't file papers on time. Judges moved criminal trials to smaller courtrooms because the public would have to be kept out anyway. It was clearly a devastating time. But it's the insurance policy cases, the health care cases, and the child custody cases that tell of the most devastating effects of the epidemic. Insurance companies didn't want to pay out on certain influenza illnesses or deaths. Surviving family members sued doctors for inadequate medical care when loved ones died. And courts grappled with custody determinations, deciding who should get the child the grandparents raised when the parents took ill. A few days ago, several of us sat around and talked about what it might be like should a pandemic occur this year. I left the conversation certain that we'd egged each other on to great extremes and unlikely scenarios. And then I read some cases from 87 years ago. I'm Amy Guida.